This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, what happened last night at that Fox News debate shows you why Donald Trump skipped the last one. Because it was a bloodbath lynching. It reminded me of the movie Gladiator, a composite actually based on three different events that actually happened in Rome. The Patriot is based on three different events that actually happened in the Revolutionary War. But I digress. It was like each contest where Maximus goes out and wins, it gets more rigged, where they've got five lions going after him as he battles the former champion. And then you've got them stabbing him in the side before they send him out to fight the emperor. That was really a Roman emperor that actually did that stuff and killed members of his family. But that's why history's so fascinating. Donald Trump was basically crucified last night. And Megyn Kelly, with that blazing, perfectly lit, perfect makeup, looked like some type of angelic Valkyrie, but her eyes had witch-like focus and hatred. And they set her up to destroy him. They had all these canned video packages and graphics demonizing Trump. I believe it will backfire on them. That said, Trump probably had his worst performance ever, and I've watched all the debates. I had our coverage on the laptop, and then I had it on the television watching Fox News and was basically tuned into both. I had earpieces in because my children couldn't stand having two feeds on. They were watching Fox, but I was listening to our feed with our reporters doing a great job breaking it down, but it was just over the top. And Trump, a lot of the time, basically had his hands down on his side like a boxer who's exhausted. It was just such a spectacle. It's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than the American people, people of the world even. It's just a spectacle of controlled corporate media trying to stay relevant, desperately trying to control the narrative, and Trump's numbers only go up. The problem is Trump is beginning to say he's a unifier and trying to be nice to the mainstream media. That is the one thing that will turn people against him because they're so anti-establishment. And the establishment must be listening to me because Gawker got it right and others actually got it right. I can't believe I'm saying Gawker got it right. When they said that Trump was set up and it was a trap. When I saw Rupert Murdoch tweet that, oh, Trump's pretty good and we might as well go ahead and endorse him and be nice to him, they knew Trump was still thinking about last minute not going. They had Kelly saying nice things. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in and sit down. Like the mafia, they shoot you right in the back of the head. And I just had a feeling when I was leaving the office yesterday and reading those tweets and things, I said, this is going to be a bloodbath. This is a setup. And I saw his son on the sidelines and his wife. The staged booing and the hissing and everything being rigged, they look like deer in the headlights at the end of that. And Trump, when he talked to Bill O'Reilly, looked like he figured out he'd had his nose bloodied and this was serious. It's the first time I've seen Trump shaken. Roger Stone is popping in right after the break. But I just imagine thousands of people booing you, all rigged, packed in there by Romney's family member that runs the whole show, his niece. The light just blown out on him, all targeted to where he was glowing. Looked terrible. They had just lights in his face. That's a tactic they use. Just cranking him way up. Just everything was scientifically set, weeks of planning in that ambush. And it just endears Trump to me more. The problem is some of the things Trump said I don't like, including how he likes the head of the CFR.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Ron Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt that perhaps you know now on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
William Colby. Mosley has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
Missing is just drowned after the parent boat.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
They're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight. Stand up. It's not going to be easy. Well, I'll tell you this. We can, and we will, and we must.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen such a staged event. The lights turned way up, focused right on Donald Trump's face where he glowed and looked terrible and couldn't think. They can turn those stage lights up to where they burn you. You could see it. I run a TV studio. I've been doing this for 20-plus years. I know what I saw. The rigged packages, the rigged video productions, the graphics, everything pointed at Donald Trump. Will it backfire on him? I mean, even liberal gawkers said Donald Trump was set up. Breitbart, debate disgrace. Fox News exposes pro-Rubio super PAC. Facebook refuses to remove for weeks assassinate Donald Trump page. In Drudge poll, he wins 54.92, doubling what Cruz has in a far second, 25.56, Kasich at 14, Rubio at 5, but still they force feed Rubio. Other scientific polls basically show the same numbers. Gingrich, and then we're going to our guest at the bottom of the hour. Gingrich. Establishment scared of Trump because he didn't belong to the secret society. Let's play that clip.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot
Why?
Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
I can't believe how everything we've talked about for decades is just naked out in the open. Scalia died, the secret society ritual. Yeah, he's not part of the society. And by the way, there is a society at the top. And I tell you, it is just amazing. I really appreciate former campaign head for Trump and longtime friend and confidant, Mr. Stone, who talked to him obviously before and after the debate, but that'll go unsaid here today to join us for this segment and the next. And then the other news is just over the top. BMW says, hey, soon you'll be able to drive your car. They've arrested people in 6 states in a third roundup with the whole Bundy thing. They're trying to tie that to Trump. This is getting crazy. We've got incredible jobs numbers. They're really scary. The media spins them as good. We have got just so much important stuff today. And a bunch of big guests. Jesse Ventura is on in the third hour today, and then David Nine to host the fourth hour. But Roger Stone of StoneZone.com, best-selling author, joins us. Let's just be honest about what we saw last night. I've never seen such a unified attack. It was like Julius Caesar being stabbed in the Senate, by 15 senators. It was just the desperate hate of the establishment, not that Trump's even perfect, but because the establishment's in control, they've hijacked things, and someone is coming upon their quarry, like a group of hyenas, And they just think Trump maybe wants to, you know, take over their kill. They don't even probably think he's good. But the spinning, the twisting, I have never seen anything one-tenth as insane. Will this backfire, this new height? Or did they actually wound Trump as some are spinning? And then I ask this question. If they're willing to do this in their arrogance and meet us naked, maybe they'll blow his head off on live TV. I mean, I hate to talk like that, but these people are entitled. They're brazen stone. I don't know if you agree with me. To tell me your expert opinion.
Well, that was an attempted mugging last night. Look, the Republican establishment, the Washington insiders, particularly the lobbyist class, have woken up and realized that there's a revolution. They wrote Trump off earlier, and that was an enormous mistake because he's gained enormous headwind. He's running the table on the primaries. At least two campaigns now openly plotting a steal at the convention. Voter fraud in Texas. I'm now concerned about voter fraud in Florida, which is known for voter fraud, as you know, and Ohio, where we have numerous complaints of irregularities in the absentee balloting and early voting process. And I think here's where we are, Alex. We have a key date moving up on us quickly, March 15th, Ohio and Florida. Trump wins both. He is the certain nominee. Trump wins one of the two. He is the probable, which I don't anticipate. You're looking at a brokered convention and a Mitt Romney nomination.
Now, Mr. Stone, your stock's breaking up. We're going to go back to you here in just a moment to repeat that. But for folks that haven't been following this, you know, we have you on once 6 months ago and then 2 months later and then a month later and then, you know, every week and then every day. And I appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of meetings and things to do. But the reason I'm having you on so much is everything you've been saying has been coming true. The people thought a few weeks ago that was nuts when you said they're getting Romney ready and, you know, they're going to say they're going to broker a convention openly and they're going to try to shave votes so they don't get 50% going into the convention so they can challenge it. Now they admit that's their plan. So tell us what's coming next.
Well, these two primaries are pivotal. I'm very concerned about voter irregularities and fraud. I think it is essential that Trump win both Ohio and Florida. As I said, you may not have gotten because I think the NSA is working with our transmission here. I do think if Trump wins both Ohio and Florida on March 15th, he's a certain nominee. If he wins one of the two, he's the probable nominee. And should he lose both, which I don't anticipate, then we'll get ready for the big steal. This morning I sent a second team out to Ohio. Now in the Cincinnati area, we have complaints about irregularities and absentee balloting. We're still looking at Texas, where I'm convinced that Karl Rove was in the House. We have over 600 complaints now of citizens who voted for Donald Trump only to see their votes tally for another candidate, overwhelmingly Marco Rubio. I fear the same kind of shenanigans here in Florida.
Should we get him to come out and talk about that, or will that make it look like sour grapes?
No, I just think that first we have to ascertain what happened. We have to document it. And then if we have to take legal action to overturn some of these bogus results or results at this point we suspect to be bogus, we will do so. But it shows you the extent to which the establishment will go. Alex, here in Florida, you cannot turn on the television or the radio without getting an anti-Donald Trump ad. They're spending, in Florida alone, the estimate is $40 million in negative advertising from various entities.
And is this all just because he's never run with these guys, or is it really his policies? Because, again, I've never seen such hysteria. I see the New York Times with a headline about America is scared of Trump. Psychologists say everyone's panicking. They're just trying to create a mindless hysteria because he says he's not going to let China have unfair trade deals and wants us to have sovereignty and wants to lower taxes. I mean, the guy sounds like JFK. How is this so alien to the establishment?
Well, we've seen this playbook before. You maybe remember the full-page newspaper ads. 1,000 psychiatrists say Barry Goldwater unfit to be president. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
This is the same playbook. Mitt Romney is merely doing what his father, George Romney, did. It's rule or ruin. In other words, if they cannot steal the nomination from Trump, they hope to make the nomination worthless.
So they gave it to LBJ with the Goldwater situation, and now they're going to try to give it to Hillary. And they've said, we will give it to Hillary. We'll even wreck the party, because they've really just been blue blood Democrats all along who took over the party and scuttled it with the Rockefellers.
Well, I don't know that this is even ideological. I actually think the whole left-right divide is a Hegelian device that is used to distract us from the fact that there's a small circle of people running things who know no ideology other than money and power.
This is the hijacker donor class, the special interest. Everybody says they don't want special interest. Here's the special interest flooding billions of dollars, hissy fitting, going insane, lying, every dirty trick. I mean, even though I didn't like some of his answers last night, it doesn't even, at this point, it's so obvious. If you're not for Trump, you're for the New World Order. I've never seen it more clear.
I still think that Trump prevails for several reasons. One, he's probably the best communicator in the country at this point. Secondarily, this is a change election, and Hillary Clinton represents continuation of the failed policies that we have right now. Thirdly, he's running against Hillary Clinton. Enough said. Fourth, the Supreme Court hangs in the balance. Additionally, don't think we can't move in on Bernie Sanders voters. Those voters aren't hardcore socialists. They're just left-of-center voters who care, as we do, that the country's been hijacked by a Wall Street D.C.
Look at the other Democrat candidate that just dropped out. He's saying he's going to endorse Trump.
Yes, Jim Webb, a good man, a patriot. So I still think that we have a revolution going here. They're trying to crush this revolution. And Romney is very definitely, as I said on this program, he's got the makeup on. He's suiting up. He's in the bullpen. He's waiting for Marco Rubio to fall flat on his face, Florida. If that doesn't happen, he'll endorse Rubio. If it does happen, look for Mitt to jump in and file for California California and New Jersey, those late primaries.
Just so they can act like he got a few delegates so it's okay to steal the nomination. And they're crazy enough, you think, to actually commit political harry-carry and do that.
Well, exactly. Look, I think Romney understands nominating somebody who didn't receive a single delegate would not go over very well nationally and in the media and in the party. So he's getting in to try to rally some late delegates. They're going to play games in Florida. They're going to play games. I'm very worried about ballot security. I'm very worried about the big steal. If your listeners want to help, they can go to stopthesteal.org. where we are assembling teams of election law experts and election lawyers and dispatching them to various places.
While your Skype's breaking up, I'm going to cut in here for a moment. I just cut up for a second. Roger Stone, is this how the steal goes? Because you can see him scripting it. Hey, I just came in at the end because the American people demanded it. They'll put out a bunch of fake polls showing that Trump is going down. That'll be, you know, basically fake push polls and other garbage. They will then say, look, he won these late states. It's a referendum showing he's the guy. And the delegates have now flipped, too, because of, oh, the new scandal, whatever that is, the scandal du jour. They put out that time to create enough of a smoke screen where people kind of pause for a moment when they steal it. Is that correct, Roger?
The gist of it, Alex. The most important thing. Yes, I think you got the gist of it. I think the most important thing to recognize is that while Trump is going to come very close and perhaps go over the top on the first ballot, on the second ballot, there are many delegates who are no longer bound to him, and the actual delegations have been packed with Trojan horses, with Quislings. So they hope to just stall Trump short on the first ballot, get to the second ballot, and then you're going to see, they hope, a shift in some of these major delegations where Trump won the primary, where the people have spoken, where it's overwhelming, but the actual delegates are now free to vote their conscience, which means they're free to vote as they are directed by the party insiders and the party bosses.
What if we got into another situation like you were in the middle of in 2000, where there's a recount and the Supreme Court has to decide it, but it's a 4-4, a crisis in the court, then the president can do the nuclear option and emergency appoint the Supreme Court justice that then picks the president?
Boy, that is a doomsday scenario, but I must tell you, I put nothing beyond those who are apoplectic about the need to stop Trump because he's a nationalist, because he stands for American sovereignty, because he's asking hard questions about 9/11, about the origins of the Iraq War, about what's going on at the Fed. This is driving the establishment insane, absolutely insane. They are apoplectic, like nothing I have seen in 40 years in American
politics. Roger Stone, you're about to leave us in about 4 minutes. I want you to get to any other points you think are key that we've missed. But just right now, do you think gut level, the numbers are coming in, the all-out assault backfires because it's so over the top? Or they did get a few stabs in last night. I don't think it's one of his better performances. He still did good in some areas. Does this damage him by them appearing to make it look like he flip-flopped when he was just being honest? He wasn't even defending himself like, I endorsed Romney. I gave 10 times the money literally to Romney, but she was still a senator, and so I have businesses there, and I'd basically give to both the senators. So, yes, I did, and to her foundation, which I didn't know she was going to steal the money. His previous answers, he could just sit there and would just let them stab him. I was a little disappointed.
Well, look, I think he held his own, but it was, you know, 5-on-1. He's a brawler. He more than held his own. Look, I'm not concerned about them taking the steam out of the revolution in terms of the nomination. Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee because he has overwhelming.
Sure, but they hate him so much. It's clear. They're not going to stop. So what do you expect?
It's the general election that I am concerned about. It is the fact that you've got Republican governors like in Massachusetts now suddenly saying, I won't vote for Donald Trump. We've seen this playbook. This
the dump is Trump movement.
2.0 is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Other points. What do you make of Gingrich coming out and saying he's not part of the secret society? That is just an amazing statement.
Well, Newt Gingrich is a good friend of mine. And frankly, last night it occurred to me what I really like is the idea of a Trump-Gingrich ticket. There is a ticket. You need somebody who knows how Washington works but isn't part of the machine. He is the obvious guy to me. Now, I've never discussed this with Donald Trump, and as I've told you previously, although we talk from time to time, those conversations are proprietary. I would never divulge personal, private conversations, but I do know this. Donald Trump has a very high regard for Newt Gingrich. They are friends. They met substantially in between the last presidential campaign and this one. That may be the ticket, and I think it would go over well with the American people.
Well, here's the problem, and obviously Trump, so the real global elite don't go after him, has to probably make some deals, or like Reagan did at the convention, or get shot. But Gingrich is a globalist. I know you're a big D.C. insider. You've written books about it. You know some of the things he wrote in Alvin and Heidi Toffler's forewords to their books. But it is good that he's saying, hey, Trump or Hillary, he's being honest, so I appreciate that. But what about the one thing I'm concerned about? Is him coming out and saying on foreign policy, I listen to Richard N. Haas. I know they're both from New York. CFR is based there. We know that he's not part of the CFR, but we know that Cruz has been a minion of that, his wife. But Donald Trump met with CFR boss Richard Haas. I respect Richard Haas. Trump told MSNBC, also said in the debate, that that's one of his advisors. So I'm really concerned with the Patriot base. That's scaring him. It's one thing that scares him about Cruz. What do you say to that?
Yeah, this was news to me. I must tell you, I've never heard his name previously within the Trump circles. I didn't know that there was an association. I do know that Trump is a strong a nationalist, so it's somewhat surprising. Alex, I need to research that and tell you more when I learn more.
Well, plus Trump, you know, they're saying, put out all your policies now. So they're like, well, who are top guys? And they're like, this is a guy. I mean, that's what I... In fact, I looked up Trump and Haas, and I think I've seen one thing where they had dinner at some gala years ago. So this sounds to me like it's a crash course some of this.
I do know this, that Donald was very enamored of the writings of John Lenchowski, who was a top State Department official in the Reagan administration, not a neocon.
That's right. He mentioned him as well. Yeah.
Not a globalist. So this is something that I have to get into a bit more.
Well, here's all I know. I don't mindlessly just commit to somebody, but I'm proud of supporting Trump. He's a maverick. He's the tip of the spear. He's a representation of populism. We know the enemies that have already captured the country hate him. And so it would be a psychotic 100-to-1 gamble to go against him. I think the odds are in favor. 2-to-1 to go with Trump. I'm committed. He had to really do some bad stuff for me not to, because despite questions, the attack by the power structure is the certification. It's the red badge of courage. 22nd closing comment.
Alex, the next days will be pivotal. In politics, a day is a lifetime. I have never seen the velocity of attack, of hatred that they are unloading on Trump here in Florida. I've never seen anything like it. Whether or not it will work remains to be seen. I saw a poll yesterday from a guy with no axe to grind, an excellent pollster who I respect, who's not for one of these other candidates.
Sure, tell us real quick.
Shows Trump's lead down to 7 in Florida.
GCN Radio Network.
Wow.
Concerning.
Yeah, they're coming after him. Thank you so much.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plight could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'll be completely honest with the audience. That's what I always do. Quite frankly, to a neurotic level. I'm more truthful on air than I even am with my family in private. Just being honest. It's just such an important office that I'm in of being a truth teller. Because, you know, with family, you won't tell them what you really think about food or where they want to go on vacation. You don't want to stir stuff up. Sometimes you just play along. I'm sitting around at a family reunion and people are saying stuff I disagree with at the table. I just ignore it. Sometimes I even catch myself going, oh, yeah, you're right. And then I say, man, you're being lazy. You should argue with them. But when it comes to being on air, I just have to tell you the truth. I've talked to a lot of people that have known Donald Trump for years. and he is a narcissistic egomaniac. Now, in modern terms, people use the word narcissist like it's a bad thing. And they also throw it around because they're not even versed in the basics of Western psychology, which itself is obviously an imperfect system and lens, but something to see the world through, and very effective. Donald Trump is an alpha male. Donald Trump is confident. Donald Trump is aggressive. Donald Trump likes to fight. Donald Trump likes to succeed. They have taken those traits and made them negative. If you want to succeed at the loss of others, just because you like to see people hurt, if you don't like to see other people successful, then you're a predatory scumbag. If you're the type of narcissist that, you know, doesn't give people a tip when they give you good service, who enjoys putting down little people, or who enjoys thinking you're better than everybody, well, that's the modern, what we think of a narcissist. But when you're really confident and have a vision of yourself as being successful and building up a country, that's just called confidence in leadership. And it's good to have manias. Sure, you can be an extreme maniac and just be totally wild and go compulsively gamble till everything you got's gone, or, you know, go out and be a sex maniac, you know, who runs around with 10 partners a day or whatever. That's the bad end of being a maniac. Or you can be a maniac sculptor or painter or composer. I mean, most top composers have like 170 IQs and they are maniacs. I don't care if they're Japanese or German. I don't care if they're Mexican or South African. They bounce off the walls. I've seen documentaries about it. They're all pretty much the same. Because the way they're tuned into music and movement, and it's mathematics of the soul. So there's good maniacs and there's bad maniacs. And Trump really does want to see a prosperous country. He's based in the free market. He's based in service. He's based in real estate. He's not a modern globalist that's based in technocracies and centralized total control. And people like Gingrich and Haas reaching out to Trump, which they've done, is the real arm of the New World Order going, hey, you don't co-opt them being mean to them and bullying them. You come over and do bad cop, we're going to do good cop, and we're going to bring Donald Trump in. You can't stop him. And that's the smart way to beat the Patriot movement, is to co-opt Trump without him ever knowing it happened. Or he won't understand who they are, and when he endorses them, that will then hurt Trump. Because I've always said, the only way to stop Trump is to endorse him, but the system is so arrogant about themselves, they can't do it. Unless you get to a high-level manager point, like Newt Gingrich and Richard and Haas, they're in on the national security meetings. They're in on the big honchoing. They're in on the whole plan. Just like Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. And Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller are fading away. Brzezinski's still healthy and sharp. So it goes Brzezinski and then on down stratos. But 30, 40, 50 people down there in the Western Anglo-American power structure sits Newt Gingrich. About 10 above him sits a Richard and Haas. Haas is one of the top 15 most powerful globalists in the world. He knows where the bodies are buried. He's in the loop for the whole show. And now we know Donald Trump's held briefing with Richard Haas, head of Council on Foreign Relations. So they're coming to him and saying, look, buddy, all right, you ran over us. We got it. Those little minions, Megyn Kelly and everybody you're fighting with, even Rupert Murdoch, they're not in on the big ball game. They do what we tell them. We tell them put out anti-family messages and global warming messages, they do it. We tell them attack you, they do it. But there's such an awakening happening that that's all going in your favor right now, but you're not going to be allowed to have the presidency unless you play ball. And so I'll be honest with you, this is a very disturbing move. But it's one I would have expected. And I just need to know, does Trump know what's happening here? That's a question that I know will end up getting to it. And the question is, if he gets some globalists behind him, but still the main global power structure doesn't like Trump, do you then ask yourself, well, maybe he's like Reagan playing along with them? Well, then they'll just shoot him like they shot Reagan. But I'm sure not going to support Hillary, and that's why it's so important to get people elected at the state level who will block the globalist agenda and educate the public in general. But that's the epic moment we've reached right now, and I'm going to be going over all this and go over the highlights and the rest of it. Separately, I was critical of the Bundys. Some of the people in the first part of the siege out in southern Nevada that were trying to provocateur things. But I supported overall the idea of land rights and people peacefully standing up and not having the feds aim guns at people saying we'll shoot reporters. But then I was really critical of what unfolded out in Oregon. And it's gone the way I thought it would, but now even worse. They have arrested, it's got to be 60-something people now. And they arrested 12 people in six states yesterday for taking photos of the feds. David Bundy, people like that. They're trying to tie it to Trump. One of them was a head of a veterans group in New Hampshire for Trump, an unofficial group. The media's running with that. And they're branding it as, here are the new American terrorists. They wear cowboy hats, and they have American flags. And it was 12 this morning. Now it's 18 others indicted. So we're going to be going over that, too, some in the next hour. We've got the Northeast Intelligence Network head joining us. And I'll be honest, 8-9 years ago, I would hear Doug Hagman on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. And I thought he was really smart on some things. I thought he was exaggerating or putting out just propaganda on others. Where he said they're going to flood the U.S. with radical jihadists and try to bring in Sharia law, and they're going to flood Europe, and Obama's really a closet Muslim, and I have this from the FBI and all the rest of it. I know the guy does teach law enforcement groups, state police, even the feds. I know he's a respected private detective and law enforcement trainer with just scores and certificates, but I just thought, that is crazy. That's not going to happen. I mean, I heard him saying it before Glenn Beck was saying it, and I think Glenn Beck was right about that, and I was wrong. And they really have done it, and he really does have these contacts, and he's right. And he's got a whole bunch of just over-the-top stuff to talk about, and I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, it's just, what type of crazies do we have running this government? I have a stack of people beating folks up, stabbing them, killing people, you name it, in Europe, trying to enforce Sharia law on the streets. They already banned Oktoberfest in a bunch of German cities because the Muslims would come out and attack people because they didn't like seeing women with cold beer handing out big mugs. I mean, can't we have anything, liberals? You're such filth. You hate freedom so much, you bring in the weirdest, freakiest people to bully everybody, and then we have to submit to them so they don't get upset. It's just crazy. And then the feds want to persecute a bunch of ranchers. I know there were 50-something families, 30 in the area. You ran them all out. You took their grazing rights. And I guess one family stood up. And so, boy, didn't you show them. The country really is run by people that hate private property, hate men, hate family. They all watch drama shows. All those feds that are involved watch the drama shows that mirror what they're supposed to be, where women run everything and men are bad and families are bad and they're arresting the patriots because they're all terrorists. And it's just such a brainwashed narrative. I mean, can't people see it's all a fraud? Where they had video packages against Trump and graphics and the lights. I mean, I'm a TV guy, okay? I took RTF, but I've done it for 21 years. That's the real school. And it's annoying 3-4 hours under these lights. They're turned up medium. Trump was turned up with hot stage lights. I could see the color of them. They were yellow. The others were white light. Kelly was perfectly lit. Like it was a, you know, $10 million porno scene. Megyn Kelly had the best lighting I've ever seen on a woman. She looked like some type of angel. Her eyes looked satanic, though. But I marveled at the femininity of it and how they presented it. It was don't tell me we weren't made by an awesome creator, making something like that. But the brain is rotten. The brain is ugly. So I'm not attracted to Megyn Kelly, but the way they had her dolled up, perfect, the whole nine yards, it clicked. She's in the wrong light. She didn't look good. It looks like a witch. And they had Trump under yellow hot lights. You cook an egg on those. Blasting him. And people wonder why he was squinting and why he was... And it's just his people, you know, he's running his own campaign. He thinks he knows everything. And Donald, I wouldn't tell you how to build a building. I wouldn't tell you how to, you know, pick up the most beautiful women or whatever. But, buddy, you've been in TV production yourself, and they hit you and hit you hard, and you were right not to go to the last one. They flame-throwed him. Maybe we should pull up some of the footage. They flame-throwered him. And by the way, that's a tactic. I was talking to a former Nightline producer. He said, oh, yeah, when we used to get the militias and stuff in to be interviewed, we'd have the presenter here, and we'd turn the lights up super high-powered, and that's why people would look almost white. And they were doing it to Trump. I mean, they were basically lightboarding him last night. That's why cops will turn the lights up real bright, you know, to get you to break. It's a subtle form of psychological warfare torture. Doesn't work as good as a phone book upside the head, but it'll do. Now, we're going to be getting into all that, but Gawker, I tweeted this last night, and Gawker's written so much bull about me and, you know, and the rest of it. I mean, it's usually a comedy act, but Gawker got it right. Alex Perini, Donald Trump was set up, and then it just goes through the whole setup. I'm going to get to that in a moment and these clips, but first... You know, there's a flash sale that is going to end Sunday. It's over Sunday. It's the best sale we've ever done on colloidal silver. We've done the same sale once before, but it's the biggest discount that we ever offer. It's 50% off. It's already the lowest price. What an amazing antibiotic. What an amazing topical, but also can be ingested. Read the literature. It's 30 parts per million, the strongest that the FDA allows, and I personally agree with it. We've talked to doctors and others. Going past that, it gets dangerous. But I personally, 2 years ago, had a lung infection that killed my uncle, killed Buckley's dad, a super patriot, great shape he was in. And I was on two rounds of antibiotics, and I'm taking a little bit of colloidal silver, it didn't work. I guzzled three bottles over a week, it was just gone. But 50% off. I mean, I'm not going to say silver's good to kill things. It's just known. You go to even CVS now, and they have whole aisles of silver. 5 years ago, it wasn't that case, but they're not colloidal for whatever reason. It needs to be micro-sized, folks. Flash sale. Get silver bullet for 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And here's really the big one. You owe it to yourself, folks, to go to InfoWarsLife.com and go to the Liver Cleanse, Gallbladder Cleanse page with the Liver Shield. Because we have that in stock, and it's excellent, and it's hard to keep in stock. You do the six-day cleanse or just take it daily. You heard Roger Stone say he loves it, and he's a big health guy. I know he's a bodybuilder. I looked it up online. That guy's in pretty good shape for his age. But get Liver Shield at InfoWarsLife.com and start cleansing your body of toxic compounds. We keep selling out Liver Shield with every new run for months, and for good reason. You've heard my personal Liver Flush story using Liver Shield, and the results were dramatic. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and well-crafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. And get the number one rated advanced liver cleanse pack with Liver Shield Noxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. Try Liver Shield and learn about how to perform a liver flush at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's a limited run. Here is a comment by Eva B. in Sacramento, California. Liver Cleanse. I follow Liver Cleanse diet. I definitely have more energy and feel clean inside and out. This changed my diet forever. Here's Rebecca in Denver, Colorado. I'm 33 years old, female. Best liver cleanse I've done. Green lima bean colored stones came out of my body. That means you're healthier. Black ones. I'm in the middle of my second cleanse plan. I'm doing this cleanse every 3 months. Recommended to everyone. And I'm even organizing group cleanses with people at work and with friends. Yeah, people all over third-party sites are saying the best liver cleanse and gallbladder cleanse ever. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com as a Hillary for President shirt to exercise your free speech or lose it. Anthroplex, amazing male and female libido, energy, estrogen blocker, you name it, from the research groups done. All I know is it works and turns me into a Tyrannosaurus. To quote Jesse Ventura, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Well, whatever. I'm a maniac, and I certainly feel it. Try it for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com. It's back in stock. And also, a bunch of stuff selling out, but nothing ever sells out now, and you get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold stuff back for the folks that are signed up for AutoShip and keep a surplus there, a small surplus. So InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go out to break because it says it all. Newt Gingrich wanting to get credibility as a top globalist gopher. Coming out and talking about secret societies running things and saying Donald Trump isn't part of secret societies. You may try to act like you're an Alex Jones, old Gingrich, but you're not. And people know that. But this is a very disturbing development and shows Trump has entered the true danger zone. Let's go out to break with top globalist Newt Gingrich.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot Why? Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is where the war starts.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front line, face of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Over 90% of modern war is information warfare. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a ton of clips, a bunch of guests joining us here on the broadcast. I also want to take your phone calls. On the debate last night, it was just so incredible. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What do you think of Gingrich coming out for Trump? What do you think of him meeting with the CFR? What do you think happens at that level? I would have to see what happened when he got in office if he delivered. Then why are they so scared of him then if they think he'll just sell out? See, that makes me want to support Trump. I can't support Hillary, but at the same time, it's all troubling. But what would you do at that level when they reach out to you? What are you supposed to do? I pretty much meet with anybody. I've had the head of the Kissinger Group on. They thought they'd come on, be nice to me, invite me up to New York. He did during the break. Harmon heard it. When I wasn't nice to him on air, he said, I just thought you were smart, Alex. Oh, you thought I was smart. I could play patty cake with you. I'm not selling out to these people. Because you can't sell out to death. You can't sell out to eugenics. If my family was getting threatened, the public's dumbed down and wouldn't do anything, I'd stay out of the way of Boss Hogg. I don't have a death wish. This isn't Boss Hogg who just wants to run the show. They want total control over everything and destroy the human system and replace it with a new one. I'm not signing on to that. See, it's not that I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, folks. I know who the globalists are. They're death. You don't make deals with people like that. I'm not pig-headed, by the way, when it comes to compromise, even for the greater good, and if you can't beat somebody. I'm not a fatalist. I'm not here to lose. I want to win. But I'm not selling out the unborn. I'm not promoting devil worship. I'm not promoting the end of the family. I'm not promoting making people dumb and poor. No, never, never. I'm not promoting screwing people. Just not doing it. And if Donald Trump wants to empower America and the world and not have wars with Russia, to act like that's a horrible thing, I hear a lot of good stuff out of him. We'll see what happens, though. It's all very, very dangerous. This is an unprecedented time. We're at the sea change. We're at the crossroads. We're at the jump point. We're at the flash point. We're at the event horizon. Let's go to this two-minute mashup as we get ready to go to break. This is from the debate. Wall Street Journal did this boil down. Here it is.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee you.
Our campaign is the only campaign that over and over again has beaten Donald Trump to date.
But he's getting beaten very, very badly. So where does this come from?
It's now March Madness, and we're heading up north to the place, to my turf, okay?
I have a policy question for you, yeah, sir.
Let's see if he answers it. Hey. Don't worry about it, little Marco.
Gentlemen,
down in Florida, that hotel has brought in hundreds of foreign workers.
People don't want a short-term job. They don't want. So we will bring people in, and we will send the people out.
But when you have chances to help the American workers, you're making your clothes overseas, and you're hiring your workers from overseas.
All right. Donald, you could resolve this issue very quickly by simply releasing the
Stop
New York
right there.
Times.
We got a bunch of the clips coming up. It's a guest worker program for 90 days. That's what all these hotels use. Because the truth is, you can't get the skilled people that know how to run a hotel, who are locals, who just want to work for 90 days, because they're college kids. It takes years of training. These are professionals that do it all over the world and choose the lifestyle. Again, they use the public's ignorance to make Trump look like a liar. Like the Hillary thing. He didn't support her for president.
Visit GCNLive.com.
But Trump didn't defend himself. He just, it was crazy.